Blog Talk Radio.
So when your enemies start to flood you like some pirates, call on the Lord, go and try it.
He looked towards the sky, yeah. Your set is my set.
It's a miracle. Ain't now one of us die yet.
Hypnotized by the eye net.
Got my business fixed. Baby, pa, if I die next, I know what the time is. It's flawless, timeless.
My time ain't long as it has been. So I'm aware of the pearls that I'm casting.
Not here for any form of fashion. Knowing Satan is coming up from my back end. Trying to catch me lacking.
We all got to take the trip. No bags packing.
Times like these, we should be constantly fasting.
Trouble will come, but it's been known for not lasting.
No, I'm not perfect. Lord, forgive me for my last sin.
East North Carolina, Wilson, Greenville, Rocky Mount, yeah, where you at?
Intense to slow poet, yeah,
why don't we,
yo, you better listen to the stretch, dude, when it comes to the slippery spot, you can get burnt too, not Peter, but can't take off my shirt too, watch us a serpent, but yo, ain't gonna hurt you,
get it how you get it, bro, it ain't no verse two,
might not be a hook, don't go by the book,
look,
I've been doing this thing since I was 16, your daddy had a high top, mama had 16, you don't know me, but lyrically, I got six rings,
plus I got the Holy Ghost, and I worship the big
beam, pass the slider in there for those who wanna get clean,
smoking dope as ever,
flow been on that lever,
no time out like Chris Webber,
try but you miss Dever,
now we playing overtime, coming off with dope around,
I hope you got an open mind, if you're scoping mine,
mine's open day and Oscar mine,
her half a mile,
top notch,
let me break it down like a top shot,
man I'm playing 10, y'all boys playing hot shot,
your son, I already won, who got the stopwatch,
I'm a lyrical church fan and I'm locked hot,
I need industry cooks, cooked like crock pot,
acting all hard but really sweeter than pop rock,
come on, you know I'm nice, give me my props,
your wet may slow down, but it don't stop,
and it won't quit, and it won't stop.
Wide awake, Bull City. Yo, it's old man. Intense to slow poet.
Dolo, Dolo.
One of the original wide awake contingents. And it goes a little something like this.
Yeah, honest to goodness. How can I put this? By the time I finish, you won't care where the hook is. If I could do what I love, I hang with the good kids. I didn't want to see murder. Look what the hood did. Straight madness. I never overstood it. But did I understand? Maybe a little bit. How can we all eat in this world of doggy? You feeling a frog leap.
Blood over the concrete.
Mama screaming out, why
thinking, why did God deny me?
She was the church Sunday, Monday to Friday.
She prayed every day as he pumped that Wale.
Okay.
God work in mysterious ways. Anybody can go, no matter your age.
Even the rich gotta split, no matter their way.
And then some will survive after the 12 gauge. Pull them in a day.
How can you not be amazed?
This type of mom make me shine like I'm glazed.
Many men lose their lives trying to shine for some babes.
Acting like them men that had to rise from them caves.
Killed all them redskins in a line of braids.
It ain't been that long, but they got it made.
Picture me as that Turner, but I gotta fade.
Boy, stop. You know you're not a slave,
but hey,
woman is a diamond. See, all day long she endureth the mad pressure. Life applies to her most precious and priceless existence. My brothers, no longer can we be in denial of the power of a woman. But deep within the heart and soul of every woman, the true definition of a lady is fine. You check it out. This lyrical masterpiece is dedicated from the heart to my female counterpart, the rib ordained by God. The weaker vessel physically, but mentally the strongest. Spiritually the strongest, the ones who tolerate the longest. This here song is for the ones who hold on. Even though a lot of knuckleheads be doing wrong, you be right there for us when the paddy wagon haulers. Bell in hand, rain pouring, four in the morning. You understand the struggle of the poorest. Urban entrepreneurs, politic and order, call us y'all 30 up and north. Whether doing the housewife thing or working at the office, you still a queen, know what I mean? Like a small thing for you to do all that you do. Nothing in this world is more beautiful than you. The proof is in the pudding, no doubt. And the pudding is sweet, cause every woman on the earth is unique. Every woman on the earth is unique. This is for the rain.
Pull out a chair, even open the door. It's so much more, cause every time when humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual minded.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. What's cracking? We in the building. How are you? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And like we do, I always do about this time, we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, so appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is where we come together to fellowship with each other and worship and praise God, our Father, and be hearers and doers of His Word. Yeah, that's what we do. This is where we come together to fellowship with each other in the Spirit, right? And to worship and praise God, our Father, and to be hearers and doers of His Word. Yeah, not just hearers only, but hearers and doers. We got faith and works. Alright? Alright, so hearers and doers of His Word and what He is telling us to do. Mm-hmm. Jesus the Christ is Lord. Yeah, Jesus is the Lord. He already fulfilled the law for us and condemned sin in the flesh. The law can't do that. Yeah, the law can't condemn sin, but something that the law couldn't do that God did through Jesus, which is He condemned sin in the flesh, and that's something that the law can't do. Hallelujah, all day. That being said, Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity to come together to fellowship with each other and to worship and praise you, Father, in the Spirit and in the truth. And thank you for your word. And thank you for what you're about to say to us. Father, we receive it right now. We will hear you and we will do what you tell us to do. Pour out more of your Spirit, more of your anointing in us, Father, so that you can get more glory out of our lives. Let us trust you more. Let us obey you more. And let us love you more. And let us love our neighbor as ourselves as well. Continue to have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm ready for Bible study. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, sir. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we about ready to jump on into part one, which is Judges chapter 12. So you can go ahead and go there. Judges chapter 12. Yeah, I get excited about this. The word of God, man. This is word, man. Not faith. I just get excited about it. So go ahead and go on over there. The Judges chapter number 12, part 1. We about to kick it off. Alright. Books by Joshua Oasis Grant. Books by Joshua Oasis Grant. If you want these books, just Google Joshua Oasis Grant and get the books. The first book is Look to Me. Look to Me. $11.49. All right. The second book is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Interactive workbook/study guide. The When Hip Hop Meets the Christ interactive workbook / study guide if you want that. All right. Look to Me is available to you for $11.49. Also, the When Hip Hop Meets the Christ interactive workbook is available to you for $13.49 if you want that. All right. Again, if you want the books, just Google Joshua Oasis Grant. Internet search Joshua Oasis Grant and enjoy the books. All right. To give, if you want to give, we do accept all tithes, all donations, all offerings through PayPal.com to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail.com. Thank you to all the cheerful givers up in here. Up in here. All right, we're ready. Judges. Let's go. Part one. Let's kick it off with Judges chapter number 12. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. We on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Judges chapter number 12. Ready to hear what Father's going to say. See what he's going to do. What he has done up in here. So Judges chapter 12. Judges chapter 12. We're going to start at verse 1. And let me just read this inspirational part. Let me get some more of these. It says, daily focus on God's promises to you. Daily focus on God's promises to you. Yeah, we in the world, not of it. Don't forget to live by faith every day. Live by faith in God every moment. So daily dwell on God's promises to you. Hide them in your heart. All right? Always remember, not one word has failed of all God's good promise. Yeah, not one word has failed of all God's good promises to us. And remember to say this. Yeah, remember this. God loves you. You belong to Him and He is well pleased with you. And you make it personal by saying, God loves me. I am His and He is well pleased with me. Yeah, God loves you. You belong to Him. And you got to know that He is well pleased with you. So now we're ready for Judges chapter 12, verse 1. You should be there already. Let's see what's going on here in Judges chapter 12. All right, verse 1 says, then the men of Ephraim gathered together, crossed over toward Zaphon, and said to Jephthah, why did you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house down on you with fire. So you're going to go out there and fight them, then call us to go with you. So we're going to burn your house down with fire, is what they said. Let's see what happens. Judges chapter 12, verse 2 says, and Jephthah said to them, my people and I were in a great struggle with the people of Ammon, and when I called you, you did not deliver me out of their hands. So I did call you, but you didn't do nothing. You didn't bust no move. Now you got a problem. Let's keep reading. Verse 3 says, so when I saw that you would not deliver me, I took my life in my hands and crossed over against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me? Because you see, the Lord delivered them into my hands. You didn't want to help me. You see, the Lord helped me. So why are you asking, why have you come up to me this day to fight against me? Verse 4 says, now Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought against Ephraim. And the men of Gilead defeated Ephraim, because they said, you Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim, among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites. Now all these folk kin, right? The Gileadites seized the fords of the Jordan before the Ephraimites arrived. And when any Ephraimite who escaped said, let me cross over, the men of Gilead would say to him, are you an Ephraimite? If he said no, then they would say to him, then say Shibboleth. They got a little test for them. Say this, say Shibboleth, and he would say Sibboleth. So he left the H out, for he could not pronounce it right. Then they would take him and kill him at the fords of the Jordan. There fell at that time 42,000 Ephraimites. Wow. And they couldn't say that word. They left the H out. Wow. There fell at that time 42,000 Ephraimites. Verse 7 says, and Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. This is what Judges is all about, right? And God sending them. I mean, when people get in trouble because they forget about him and he turned them over to their enemies and the will of their enemies, and then they cry out to God, they remember, and then God sent a judge to bring them on out. All right? And get them back right. So verse 7, Judges chapter 12, verse 7 says, and Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in among the cities of Gilead. Verse 8 says, after him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons, and he gave away 30 daughters in marriage and brought in 30 daughters from elsewhere for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Then Ibzan died and was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon, the Zebulunite, judged Israel. He judged Israel 10 years. Elon, the Zebulunite, died and was buried at Ajalon in the country of Zebulun. All right, we're in Judges chapter 12. About to be finished already with the first part. Verse 13 says, after him, Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Parathonite, judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons. Wow. A lot of children and grandchildren. So he had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 young donkeys. He judged Israel 8 years. Then Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Parathonite, died and was buried in Parathon in the land of Ephraim in the mountains of the Amalekites. All right? And the next verse is where we get with somebody who y'all familiar with, you know, Samson. That's when Samson come on to the scene. In case you didn't know, yeah, Samson was a judge. You find the story of Samson in the book of Judges, and it starts at the next chapter, which will be Judges chapter 13. We'll get into that next time. All right, we on this hip-hop Bible study. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We finished with part one already. You know what I'm talking about? When we come back next time, we'll be talking about Samson. We're learning more about Samson, man. I'm talking about seeing it in more detail. Now I'm talking about. So yeah, when we come back from these few songs, or these couple of songs, we're gonna get into part number two, which will be Isaiah chapter number 18. Isaiah 18 when we come back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, aka Joshua. We in the building, man. Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. That's what we got cracking. When we come back, Isaiah chapter 18, part two. For this hip hop Bible study, little brother. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Dedicate this one to you, Lord, your ambassador, yours truly. It's true. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's true.
I do. Satan is the choice. voice of the majority. Jesus seems to be the choice of only the minority, but he's the ultimate authority. We call the sovereignty, the most preeminent, so we got the most seniority. People follow me without restraint. Who knows how hard the heart will be? The world, flesh, and devil form the three-man camaraderie. And my block could be proof, soaking anthropology. Sin has long since become man's hottest commodity. Everything from robbery to sodomy, to improperly getting cash, to girls who flash like photography, yeah, without properly understanding biblical prophecy. You can't possibly see where to stop with me. Enduring all the verbal mockery. Got to be cause he loved me like women love a shopping spree. His agape be the love that got to me. He adopted me. Now I'm in his family and I'm God's property.
Praise
and periodically
Lord.
Some youth don't want to copy me. As a copy, these saviors, so no one lives properly. And when I start to get wobbly, God will be mercy and grace, the ultimate team like cheese and broccoli. They make up for what we lack cause of our poverty. Fills in the gaps and the cracks up in our pottery. I believe I'm a die for sure, not probably.
You can get
raptured. You right, possibly, but let me share my philosophy. Logically, I know I don't want hell. Jalapenos are too hot for me. If it's not for free and salvation's got a fee, then I can't stand it. I'm like Titanic out to sea. Sure to be abandoned like bad stocks will be.
Aww.
But no need, cause Christ hit the jackpot for me.
Yeah,
that's why I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's why I love him. Bring it.
Word.
I love you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I love you, Jesus.
No one
Jesus.
Above you.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes,
you know
I do.
It, Lord.
Love you, Jesus.
Love
most
you,
Jesus.
I love you.
Yes, it's true.
You know the world, she's my ex-girl. She keeps calling me, cause we used to go together, kinda like your cars and keys. I was a fool, but we were cool as the autumn breeze. Till I met the God that barred the seas. Pardon me. I had some bad rap and R&B, or to be considered as dangerous as clogged arteries. The flesh and spirit's been warring like dogs and fleas. The God in me told me he's attacking all disease. It's getting hard for me to ignore the spiritual part of me that wants to hear Christ and not just lyrical artistry. I'm one to please the one who stretched out his arms for me. Though I failed him, he let them nail him on a tree. By now you're probably on to me. I think the sun's hot, hotter than high noon summer street corners be. To the only God who gave a son cause he wanted me. To him, all the praise, all the glory and the honor be.
I love you, Jesus.
I know they see you and they want to make you who they want you to be. I know that life is trying to get you. I know that life is calling out to you by your name. But don't listen, resist it, keep running. Don't you stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing, hold that, don't you let it go.
You hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's evident. They could see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, yeah. I won't let them take you. I'll be your protection. I'll be your your direction. Yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting because I refuse to lose you. Fighting because I refuse to lose you. I'll fight, you know I'm ready. Situations will approach you. And opportunities to fade, shade, and downgrade will provoke you. And those you trust will start to turn to. So never pay too much attention to the things they say they won't do. And you gotta be persistent. And believe me, you ain't seen much. It's just the beginning. More walking, slow to speaking, but be quick to listen. Be mindful, you be vigilant and pay attention. Because you hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a light. You bring a light and it's Saturday. They can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you. I won't let them take you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. Fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. I'll fight, you know I'm ready.
There's no need to worry about them let me downs. You can count them instinct the moment you let me round. I torched it. Dream shouted and forced it to move off that groove it made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. The grounds we fighting for, the thought of you free from danger. Hurt, fear, depression, and anger, confusion, rage, and pain galore. Got me out here with my tools up, fighting with what I could use up. Lyrics on tracks with music. Yeah, the pain came and the rain fell down, but I maintained through the skirmish. Cause I love you, and you're worth it. Yeah, you could be anything to them, but to me, you're perfect. I fight for you, I'm right for you, I'm here on purpose.
And you know I fight for you, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose ya.
Fight for you.
Fighting cause I refuse to lose ya.
Fight for you.
I'll fight, you know I'm ready.
What's cracking? We in the building. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. I'm your homie Oasis. That's who I am. Yeah. Your homie Oasis. We on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. Appreciate you tuning in. We did part one, which was Judges chapter 12. Like I said, when we come back next time, we're going to be dealing with a character that you heard about. You know what I'm talking about? But we're going to get all in the details of him. Yeah, Samson. It'll be Judges chapter 13 next time. All right. But right now, let's go to part two for this Hip Hop Bible study, which is Isaiah chapter number 18. Let's get it. Isaiah chapter number 18. Isaiah is a real good book, man. Real good book. It's prophetic, because Isaiah was a prophet, but I mean, Isaiah is just, I like it. One of my favorites out of all the prophets. All right, so let's go to Isaiah chapter number 18. Yeah, don't play that crap, man. And it got some good blessings in there, too, though. For sure. Isaiah chapter number 18. It also points to the birth of Jesus Christ in Isaiah chapter 9. For sure, man. You cannot pick up the Bible and reject Jesus. If you do, you're wrong. You need to go ahead and put it back down and repent. Then pick it up again. Let the Lord lead you and guide you. Still leaning on your own understanding. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Isaiah chapter number 18. Yeah, a few more seconds to get there. We're going to start with verse number 1. It seems like that's a short chapter, too. Y'all might be getting out of Bible study earlier today. Ain't number 7 verses. Let's see. See what they're talking about. All right, Isaiah chapter number 18, verse 1 says, "Woe to the land shadowed with buzzing wings. Woe. not good. It's a wolf, W-O-E. Woe to the land shadowed with buzzing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, which sends ambassadors by sea, even in vessels of reed on the waters, saying, go, swift messenger, to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people terrible from their beginning onward, a nation powerful in treading down, whose land the rivers divide. All inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, when he lifts up a banner on the mountains, you see it. And when he blows a trumpet, you hear it. Mm-hmm. When he do this, you see it. Just think about the nations in the country. Whenever they do something, you see it. And they lift the banner up on the mountains, you see it. When they blow the trumpet, you hear it. Just think. Verse 4 says, For so the Lord said to me, I will take my rest, and I will look from my dwelling place, like clear heat in sunrise, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the bud is perfect, and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he will both cut off the sprigs and pruning hooks, and take away and cut down the branches. Wow, while it's in the bud, while it's perfect. Huh? Verse 6 says, they will be left together for the mountain birds of prey and for the beasts of the earth. The birds of prey will summer on them. And all the beasts of the earth will winter on them. So as soon as it's perfect in the bud, right before the harvest, when the bud is perfect, think you're finna get a good crop, huh? He gonna bring it down. Verse 7 says, in that time, a present will be brought to the Lord of hosts. Yeah, what are you presenting to the Lord of hosts? In that time, a present will be brought to the Lord of hosts from a people tall and smooth of skin, and from a people terrible from their beginning onward, a nation powerful and treading down, whose land the rivers divide, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, to Mount Zion. So, right here, in these three verses, you can see that, you know, you see the blessing and the curse. The blessing of doing right and acknowledging God, all right? And the curse, if you don't, you want to leave him out. And thank you, you know, it's all about you and you did it yourself. It's a before the harvest when the bud is perfect. And when the grape is ripening right in the flower of it, it's going to be born, birthed real good. We say he will both cut it down, though. Right? But it says in that time, a present will be brought to the Lord. If you giving gifts to the Lord, which is the best gift that you can give him, is your life. Yeah, your life back to him. Be born again. Yeah, doing his will instead of your own will. Right? So then you get the blessing, man. Yeah, because we're gonna praise the Lord. See, praise is a gift too. Yeah. You can praise God. Yeah, you got control over that. You got control over you praising God. You got control over you worshiping God, man. You know what I'm talking about? So you want to present something to the Lord. Present your worship, your praise, your life to him. Your love, your obedience, your trust to him. And believe it or not, that will help you get along with people as well. Yeah, be ordained by God. Be ordained by God and be trained by God. Yeah, be born again of God. All right? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That was part two. But it's Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Yeah, we're moving right along. That was Isaiah chapter number 18. You can go back in there and get it again if you want to, but make sure you're taking your time with the word All right? Take your time with it. And the more you stay into it, the more God will teach you from it and unlock his mysteries to you. You know what I'm talking about? So stay into it. With Hip Hop Mr. Christ, we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're getting into part number three, which will be Colossians chapter number 5. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, we on it.
Take the youth, and he trying to take the bell. So I'm praying that y'all what you know about it?
This is a public service announcement.
What you know about it?
Okay, thirsty disciple, I'm about it. He defeated me, the music, what you know about it? Shout out to the very still top of the long. I'm a Christ representative, boy, please don't doubt it. Can't fuck, I hit the track and go gorilla. Better yet, I go Godzilla. Think who on liquor, no Kool-Aid with this ghetto him. I'm painting pistols like year beyond. That's white, how I was on six, that's lifestyle. I'm a Christian rapper, so turned up. I'll make a gay pride member say it turned out. Yeah, I'm purpose driven and focused. You should lift your glass and toast this. To the pouring, not that new wine. No wine, see it, can't hold it. No, it's gold time when I'm on mine. Keep the grind, I'm front line. Call it church in a while. No suit, no suit, no bow tie. 1-3, you know I'm. Better call me P. Miller. Shoot my cannon like I rode up in a tank. That's full content, call it no filter. Built to stand out when I stand up. Finna mash out after I mash up. Everything evil in sight, let my light shine bright. That's the reason it was made, boy. Give God my praise, boy. On or off the stage, boy. Cause I'm about it, now tell me what you know about it, boy.
Hey, take a picture, it might last longer. I just been made stronger by the spirit, cause I'm lifted and it's shifted. Now you gifted with his presence. Forget the time, he of the essence. I'm getting mine, I want my blessing. Why you stressing, pray about it. Tongue wrestling for the kisses. Get out of my hand of your business. I don't mind being a witness. Listen, prayers, call it fitness. You can keep the back to me, that stuff is nonsense. That's off my conscience. I'm giving homage, protected like the homeland. I'm about it like the star says. Think you only live once, well good luck. What if you wrong, man? Roll call, my bad, so call. We fall, but no excuse to get back up and dust yourself off. At what cost, and who paid? At the cross, yeah, he paid. So if you saying you too deep in,
oh no,
I wanna tell you you're forgiven.
Yeah, right, that right.
I'm about that Christ life, get right. The world's dark, but I'm light. I'm about it, yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it, yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it, what you know about it. I'm about it, what you know about it.
Yeah, what you know about it. The world's dark, but we light. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, man. We on this hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, and we about it. Hold on.
I'm about it. What you know about it? I'm about it. What you know about it? Living on about it. Walking on about it. Talking on about it. Being on about it. What you know about me?
Yeah. We about our father's business up in this thing. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Let's get up into it. We're going to, we on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. We're on part number 3, which will be Colossians chapter 5. So let's go. Colossians chapter number 5. Let's get it in. Appreciate everybody tuning in. What? It look like there's no Colossians chapter for hell. There is no Colossians chapter 5. We finished Colossians chapter 4 last time. So, what we will be doing is going to 1 Thessalonians in chapter number 1. That's also short. Y'all got lucky. You lucky. You get out of Bible study early, but you got lucky. Yeah, lucky, because we don't believe in luck anyway. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. So, you got another short chapter. This is 1 Thessalonians, right after Colossians, all right? We read Colossians chapter 4 last time. My apologies. I thought it was Colossians chapter 5, but I found out it ain't no Colossians chapter 5. We finished up Colossians chapter 4 last time. So we will begin at 1 Thessalonians this time, chapter number 1. So go ahead and go there, 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 1. And we'll be starting with verse number 1. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. And we're on this hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, 1 Thessalonians. Chapter number 1, verse 1 says, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to know that we are in the world, but we're not of it. And while we're in the world, we are in God the Father. That's why we're not of the world. We're in God the Father, and we're in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we follow. All right, and I'm not talking about the church building. I'm talking about the body of Christ, the followers of Jesus Christ, not the Christians, but the actual ones that follow Christ. Yeah, the ones that follow Christ. Okay. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. Grace and peace from where? From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Believe it or not, your faith does impact the world. Yeah, your faith goes into the spirit realm and does things in the spirit realm, and it causes results in the physical, yeah, in the natural realm as well. So remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Yeah, you're working your faith. Mm-hmm. You're just having faith on Sundays, but you're working your faith, faith with works. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love. Look at that. Not just saying you love somebody, but your labor of love. You got to work at it. You got to show. Yeah. Got to have the action. Labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father. God watching everything. He even watching the way your heart responds to him. He watched every time. I'm talking about how your heart responds and your mind responds when it's time to go to Bible study. And he also sees how your heart and your mind responds when you want to look at TV or play a game. Or whatever, your favorite show on TV. Now, is your heart beating more, rejoicing more for your favorite TV show, or is it rejoicing more for a Bible study when you got to hear the Word of God? Is it boring to you? It shouldn't be. Yeah, because you can even enjoy your little games or whatever you want to do, your little TV shows, yeah, without God. He's in every breath we breathe. So if your heart is rejoicing more for your favorite little thing that you like to do, and the Bible, spending time with God, has not become your favorite thing to do, you need to work on that. Yeah. You're in dangerous territory, because you got to have no other God before you. They go for your TV show and your game and whatever else. Have no other God before you. Uh-huh. Delight yourself in the Lord. That right. Help me preach. Upgrader. Delight yourself in the Lord. All right. We are to love nothing more than we love God. Yeah. If your heart rejoices and you get more amped up and more excited about turning off Bible study, closing your Bible, and going to look at TV or play a game or call somebody on the phone or talk and look at your Facebook or your Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and all. All right. I'm just saying. Have no other God before him. So, we remember your work of faith, your labor of love, your patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father, knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. Yeah, knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. God elected you. While they talk about go to the poll and elect somebody, God the one to elect you. I'm going to focus on that. All right? Focus on that, man. Verse 5 says, but our gospel did not come to you in word only. Yeah, this is not just word only when hip hop meets the Christ. The Bible, when you're reading that and you're hearing what they're saying and their testimony, is not just word only. Okay? Now, these churches that's closed and still that closed up because of coronavirus and they're still closed, now you might have to say that. Now, you could question that and say, they must have just had word only. They didn't have no action. They just had faith without works. You got to look at it, man. Come on, man. For our gospel did not come. We in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in word only. This is not just talk over here. I know we own Blog Talk. But you best believe we bought that action. Yeah, God made this world that we live in out of words. So don't be sitting up here, and life and death is in the power of your tongue. So don't sit up here, and hey, all you do is talk, man. Life and death in your tongue, though, folks. When you put that part in it, then what you got to say? All you do is talk, now life and death is in my tongue. So I'm speaking life. What you doing? Running to the poll? Trying to vote another crooked politician in there? Okay. Anyway, verse 5, 1 Thessalonians. I should have known it was going to get warmed up. It was going to get fired up before we got out of here. It was going too smoothly. I thought that mother got fired up at the end. We in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in word only. You got to watch it. Some folks just talk real good. Some people just going to be saying to Jesus in that day, Lord, Lord. And he going to be like, I don't know you, shawty. Apart from me, I never knew you. So that's why you got to make sure that you are in a relationship with God for yourself. You got to make sure that you're spending time with God in his word yourself. Yeah, I'm a type of shepherd that's going to feed the sheep. I ain't going to just eat it up. I'm going to feed you too. You know what I'm talking about? Our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. That's what you need. That's what we need. We need not just people talking, right? But we need the power and the Holy Spirit of God, right? So our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power. Yeah, this is not religion. This is the power of God and the Holy Spirit. And in much assurance. Yeah, much assurance. He makes sure you know, right? And in much assurance as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. All right? You know what kind of men we were. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. You received it in much affliction, much problems, or what have you, but you received it with joy of the Holy Spirit. With joy of the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus said he's going to fill your joy up and he's going to give you his joy too. Yeah, we get Jesus' joy and he's going to fill our joy up. With joy of the Holy Spirit, verse 6 says. Now, verse 7, 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 1. And we about to get up out of here. You know what I'm talking about? 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 1, verse 7. So that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. You became an example to those who believe. Now, believe it or not, people are watching. So we have to focus on God, number 1. We ain't got to worry about the ones that's watching that's hating or the ones that's watching that's, you know, getting inspired by our walk. We're going to continue to focus on God regardless. So you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. So just know that people watching you soon, especially when you say you're following Jesus, the devil be watching and other folk be watching, you know what I'm saying, to try to, you know, to be inspired by what you are doing. They receive the Christ in you and they are motivated by your faith. So you continue to walk with Christ. The haters, God will take care of them. Okay? All right. Verse 8 says, for from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth. From you. You spoke that word. You're speaking in scripture, right? People hearing it. When you speak in the word, of God is not just words. It's not just like a regular old book. This is the power of heaven, the power of the God of heaven, should I say. Yeah, the Holy Spirit. So for from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Because you might be like, I don't know where no Macedonia at. I don't know where no Achaia at. I ain't even heard of that. But also in every place. How about that? Oh, okay, you good. You got that right? Okay. You sounded the word of the Lord. It has sounded forth from you now in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out. Look at this. Your faith toward God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything. Your faith is on display. And all kind of folks watching, you ain't even know. But number one, God is watching. Mm-hmm. So keep on walking with God. He got your back. I like that verse 8. Let me read that again. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia or Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything. Yeah, you should be living with your life. You should be preaching with the way you live first before you even open your mouth. Yeah, when you open your mouth to preach, your life are going to back it up. Yeah, because you already living it first. So ain't no need for you to preach about it if you're not living. Yeah, you let your life. See, you say we don't even need to say nothing because your faith toward God is going out. Everybody can see it. It's in every place. The sound of the word of the Lord that came out of your mouth is in every place. All right? So verse 9 says, for they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you and how you turned to God. You did what? You turned to God. You turn. Yeah, you turn. Your turn and you turn. Make a U-turn. Turn to God. You turn yourself to God. Yeah. How you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Idols can be knowledge. Idols can be philosophy. Idols can be your own opinion and intellect. Idols can be, your little tablets or iPods and, you know, your game systems. Okay. Idols can be Facebook and Twitter. Idols can be you getting mad because somebody didn't follow you. You get mad because nobody didn't comment on you. So idols can be, okay. But you got to turn from your idols to serve the living and true God, though. Because Facebook ain't alive, man. What is that? You really think you really get your value from internet and apps and stuff? You need to tune in to God and get your value from the living true God. All right? The Facebook can't put you in hell or heaven, but God can. All right? Verse 10 says, and to wait for his son from heaven. So you turn and serve the living God from your idols. You turn and serve the living and true God, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Jesus delivers us from the wrath to come. Yeah, Jesus delivers us from the wrath to come. Now, I know they're trying to get stuff taken care of and stuff getting ready to, you know, getting taken care of on this earth and, you know, getting changed up and all that, but don't forget Jesus is still coming. Don't forget your focus. Jesus is still coming. You better be ready. Yeah, come, Lord Jesus. Right, they trying to change up stuff and changing these laws and stuff like that and get stuff taken care of. Don't forget, you're still not meant to live in this world forever, to live on the earth forever. Jesus is still coming. Yeah, and God still got some wrath that's coming on this earth too. Alright? The only way you're going to benefit from heaven and benefit from God is if you are on his side. So I advise you to repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. That means stop doing things your way. Start doing things God's way. Stop doing your own will and do God's will. Be born again of God. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Deny yourself. Just stop being selfish. Deny your selfish ways. Take up your cross. It's challenging, but Fulfill your purpose that God put you here for. Take up your cross and continue to follow Jesus. No religion. Follow Jesus all the way through life to heaven. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We finished with the Bible study. Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. Part 1 was Judges chapter 12. Part 2 was Isaiah chapter 18. Part 3 was not Colossians chapter 5, because that don't exist. But it was 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, because that do exist. Right? So, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your scriptures, Father. Thank you for planting the seed today in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits. Father, now let it produce a great harvest for your glory and blessings for us, Father. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, let your will continue to be done on earth in our lives too, Father, as it is in heaven. One chases 1,000, 2 put 10,000 foot. Father, have your way. In Jesus' name, lead us and guide us every step of the way. We love you. Amen. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we'll get at you next time. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Ambassador and MOD coming with that heavyweight lyrical itinerary, you get me?
Yeah. Oh, you mean UK to USA straight collaborate, you get me?
What up? Cruz Cordero and the Ambassador. What we gonna do right now is hit that little cypher international style. Bring it.
With the same season finesse, I'm back to speak and bless. Preach Jesus for these three reasons. He's the way, the truth, the life, so please believe him. And take heed of this being what keeps my heart beating with breath deep in my chest. Bringing all of your Christian raw rhymes to digest. I'm just a teacher to test, but a student at best. Placing my truth for life on top of my teacher's desk. Jesus, he's the genius, I have to confess. He taught me how to eat good like we should instead of feeding my flesh. I reflect back on that evening Christ was bleeding to death. As I'm reading the text that keeps me in check, I'm critiquing the meaning of God that God we love, peeping his best, following each of his steps while leading the next, leading the reps, equipped to reach and effect every region with the gospel, from the east to the west. Cause life without Christ is like having a deep or less without the keys.
Tell me, what's the reason for the things that you believe in? If it ain't the sun, then you're minus, you're freezing, as we be. Metaphorically speaking, no flattery or sucking up or man pleasing, no compromising, no appeasing, twisted and false teaching, by the throat we be squeezing. Man says, all I need is adjustment, just a little bit of tweaking. He's good at philosophically speaking, but that don't solve the problem, so don't adjourn the meeting. Sin in God's nostrils so stink, it's reeking. His word is like a missile, not heat but soul seeking, leaving your conscience pricked, your heart beating like damaged pipes. We don't stop leaking and speaking like VU meters peaking, green finger seeds sowing, and fruit reaping, much fruit, real disciples, word keeping, with inside Bible study type teaching and outdoor preaching, from here to the ends of the earth reaching, cause Jesus is still in the game of sin releasing, so just lift up your eyes because it's soul saving season, bear forgiveness, we ain't out to get even, Acts chapter 7, yeah we bring it like Stephen, real bread from heaven, true manna that's uneven, then if we don't scream and shout, the rocks will be crying
from Bronx to Brixton, Philly, to London, Piccadilly. This is for old rats and ill billies and politicians up on Capitol Hill. For real, we come to share the word of God, no matter how you feel. Because now things are a shame in this nation that claims to profess the Lord's name. Like out in universities and in the high schools, they have banned the Bible and say it's for fools, and yet still choose to be preaching all that speculation. Natural selection instead of Jesus' resurrection. It takes more faith to believe in evolution, cause it's a theory whose evidence has been disproven. Man's philosophies ain't nothing but profanity. Without no absolutes, we only breed immorality and depravity, anarchy within humanity. Godlessness is the root of all insanity. But great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh before our witnesses. Beneath the cross, Darwin's wisdom ain't but foolishness. Because it can't give us purpose over righteousness. Oh yes, our faith has sure evidence. Jesus rose on the third day like sweet smelling incense. To the deceived, he's a stench. To those who believe and receive and repent, he is a life giving fragrance.
Amen. We make noise for Jesus like racket. It's not an act, in fact, it's a habit practiced by Christ fanatics. While you laugh, it's amazing how we have this thing you lack is. Relationship with the triune package. With no slackage, we rap to put Christ on the map, kid. Times are drastic, but some are laughing like a slapstick. Grasp it. If you can hack grass in its facets, the masses, man plus sin equals casket. Added to that is the revelation where the passage says after you die, you judge, then you burn like acid. We're all born in this basket. I know you fasted, went to church, took new members class and passed it. When the bad news is better as when it's with Jack Frost, the good news can shine like diamonds on black cloth. Now back off, shift the cavalry with grace flows out of the body of a savior with man-made holes. Think of the H show, think of the face blows, think of the grave clothes, but remember the praise goes when he got up, case closed. Let's break down the praise mode. Yo, redeem hip hop or say ho.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. You wanna get rid of Jesus? Is that what you're trying to do? You wanna get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. You wanna get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. Jesus really don't please us. Yeah, right. And he really don't see us. Yeah, right. You got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right. You wanna get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. Jesus really don't please us. Yeah, right. And he really don't see us. Yeah, right. You got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right. Look, you got it all wrong if you think I'ma sing Jesus another sad love song. This is where I belong. I'm in his bosom, right where God wants me to be. Thank you for opening my eyes so I can clearly see. I see all the evil attacks from the enemy, but I'm pro-Christ, so the enemy ain't no friend for me. Destroy Jesus, you're right. You couldn't do it then. Now you in this day and age like you got a chance to win. Everybody screaming out God, but won't scream out Jesus. Satan trying to do what he can, so we don't believe this. Receive this, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Believe it or not, there's no other way except through Christ. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right. Jesus really don't please us. You're right. And he really don't see us. You're right. You got it all figured out, huh? You're right. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, the devil's already defeated, and Jesus won't be. He conquered death, got out that grave because of you and me. I love him too, I'ma live for him until the day that I die. The world is crazy, we'll understand it better by and by. They say if you wanna preach Jesus, then go to church. But Jesus says go into the world where most of my people are hurt. They say one final blow will destroy Jesus all the way. Just don't forget that Jesus' father might have something to say. I'm his brother saying something, got more brothers and sisters. Hope he have even more because of some of you listeners. Don't forget, Christ died for us so we can live for him. Just come to him as you are because he won't condemn. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, you wanna get rid of Jesus. You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt